When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 2443, 10 Questions to Ask Yourself While You Declutter, by Karen Lasuski of njbookworm.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. I'm going to keep this intro nice and minimal for Minimalist Monday, so let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. 10 Questions to Ask Yourself While You Declutter, by Karen Lasuski of njbookworm.com. When it comes to decluttering anything in your life, the most challenging part is not the physical act of removing the items. No, in fact, that's the easy part. The hardest part of decluttering is making the decision of what stays, what goes, and the process of emotionally letting go of things that once meant something to you, things that at one point in your life evoked some sort of emotion or held fond memories. This is where most people get frustrated or overwhelmed and give up. If you want to finally finish those decluttering projects and not have to down a bottle of wine while you're doing it, then you're going to need to be completely ruthless and honest with yourself. You're going to need to make some tough choices and be okay with letting go. Easier said than done, I know. Here you will find 10 questions to ask yourself while you declutter. As you work through a space in your life, ask yourself these questions to help you make those difficult decisions that will come up. If you can't answer yes to at least 3 to 4 of these questions, then it's time to remove the items from your life, whether that be the donate or trash pile. These questions will work with anything you are decluttering, from physical items to digital stuff. Write them down or keep them where you can see them so you can visit them over and over again while you declutter. Here they are in no particular order. Number one, have I used this in the last year? This is pretty self-explanatory, but it's important for you to evaluate how often you use or read or refer to an item. When was the last time you used it? Has it been in the past year? Number two, would I buy this if I was shopping today? If you were at the store today, would you bring this item into your home? So often we buy something because we feel like we have to have it. But our tastes can change over time, and something you had to have 2 years ago may not fit in with what you like today, and that's okay. Number three, could this be more useful or bring joy to someone else? Sometimes an item may not be useful to us anymore or be adding anything to our life, but might be everything to someone else. We'll pass it on. Number four, would I miss this if I no longer owned it? How many times have you held on to something because you felt like you would miss it if it were gone? Stop doing that. Each time you come across an item that you are thinking of getting rid of, be brutally honest and decide if you would actually miss it if you didn't have it in your space any longer. Number five, am I keeping this because I don't want to waste money? Here's the thing, you already spent the money. And holding on to something that you don't actually want is not going to make that money reappear in your bank account. Stop keeping things because you are afraid of wasting money. That money was gone the moment you spent it on whatever the item is. Number six, am I actually going to get this broken item fixed? You need to either commit to fixing the item or it's time for it to go. It's as simple as that. Give yourself a deadline if you're going to commit to fixing it or get rid of it. Number seven, do I have something else that is similar in use? Do you really need 3 different brands of blenders or 3 different kinds of waffle makers? Probably not. If you have multiple items that are similar in use, keep one of them and let go of the others. Number eight, am I only holding on to this for sentimental reasons? If you're holding on to something purely for sentimental reasons, here are a few things you can think about. Can you reuse the item? Repurpose it, display it in some way? Well, if the answer is no to all of those questions, then maybe it is time to see if you can pass the item on to someone else who may be able to say yes to some of those. Number nine, Am I keeping this because I feel like I should? Well, take the word should out of your vocabulary. Just because someone else thinks you should keep something doesn't mean they are right. It's up to you to make that decision. Do not, I mean do not, keep items because you think it's wrong to get rid of it. Only keep something in your space that you truly want to be there. And number 10, does this feel like mine? Most of us at one point in our life have gotten hand-me-downs. And to be honest, until fairly recently, our entire home was filled with furniture, pieces of art, and miscellaneous decor from other people. But it never felt like ours. This is one of the most important questions you can ask yourself while decluttering. Does this feel like mine, or does it still feel like whoever had it before you? You just listened to the post titled 10 Questions to Ask Yourself While You Declutter by Karen Lasuski of njbookworm.com. And thank you to Karen for the Minimalist Monday post. Question number one was, have I used this in the last year? And I'm glad that's the first one listed because honestly, that might be all you need. Now the term used is a bit subjective. You might have a photo in an album and you haven't looked at that album in the last year. And does that mean you should dump the entire photo album? Well, probably not. But so for this context, I'm talking about things that you actually tend to use and on a normal basis, certain utensils or kitchen gadgets, clothing, things like that. And a little cheat for this question, which I know I've mentioned before because it is one of my favorites, is the pack it and forget it strategy. I think this works well if you really have trouble letting things go, especially for things that are older and aren't depreciating, meaning if it's something you want to sell, waiting a year won't make it go down in value. So basically what you do is you find an item that is probably not being used often, pack it away, mark the date, and then wait. If a year passes and you didn't miss the item, well, that's a really good sign that it's okay to let go. Another similar strategy that works well for clothes but doesn't involve any kind of packing, so it's even better, is to reverse all your hangers. Hang them the opposite way that you usually do. Then whenever you use an item of clothing, when you hang it back up, hang it how you normally hang clothes. Then after a certain period of time, come back and take a look. This could be 1 month, 6 months, a year, whatever you choose. The hangers that are still facing the wrong way, well, that's a good sign those clothes are just cluttering up your space. So some things to try if you're trying to declutter and minimize. Thank you for being here and listening to me and for subscribing to the show. Have a great rest of your day and I'll be back tomorrow reading to you where your optimal life awaits.